Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Debbie Griffith.
And you are with?
I'm with the Tocane Beekeepers Association.
You guys have been busy lately. Got a big award and everything,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, we did. So, we got the Golden Achievement Chapter from the North Carolina State Beekeepers Association.
That's really cool. Congratulations.
It was a lot of work.
I'd say so. Yeah. What else involved in something like that, just out of curiosity?
Well, there's pretty strict criteria you have to meet. There's several levels. And it really is dependent on how active the club is in the community. We do lots of projects with school children, teaching them about bees. We talk to civic clubs. Having a website, even, is part of the criteria for being a Golden Achievement Chapter.
Well, that's really great. There really is a lot that needs to be considered where bees are concerned, and having a local chapter is a good part of community letting folks know what is going on. I think I saw something. Didn't you do something recently, maybe with the 4-H or something like that? Were you doing that?
We are trying to get a 4-H beekeeping club started.
Okay.
And that's through the Yancey County Extension Office, as well as the Tocane Beekeepers. That's in progress. We're trying to get
enough. So you're working on that. That's another one of those things you're doing. When the beekeepers meet, or when you talk about the everybody, how many folks are in that group?
We've got about 60 members. And usually we have a turnout of about 30 or 35.
That's
we have
pretty good.
Potluck supper, and then we have speakers that come in and talk on all kinds of topics.
Yeah.
Everything from bees to pollinator gardens, all kinds of things.
All things. So we talked some about bees. We talked nowhere near enough. But there is a problem there. I can remember when I was growing up, wandering out through the yard, and I wasn't raised in Mitchell County, but it was in Catawba County, and you'd see clover in the yard and everything. And you see bees everywhere just buzzing
right
around. And, you know, it's not like that anymore.
No, the honeybees are kind of threatened. And they're threatened on a variety of fronts. A lot of people have heard of colony collapse disorder. And that's a concern. A lot of people think that colony collapse disorder is just a combination of things that are going wrong. One is loss of habitat, loss of places that they can go to create their colonies, loss of the kinds of forage that they want. Instead of planting huge acreages of one crop, they don't need that. They need lots of different kinds of things to forage. And then, of course, there's always the problem with pesticides not applied correctly and pollution, that kind of thing.
So how major is the problem now?
I would say that in the last couple of years, we've seen as many as a third of the colonies die out over winter. And that's from a lot of different things. It could be also the diseases that honeybees get, one of which is a pest called the varroa mite that carries other viruses. Most beekeepers are trying their best to eliminate varroa mites in their hives.
When you say you have that many colonies die out over the winter, you're talking about...
That's sort of an average nationally.
A national average. So that's not just here. That's all over the United States.
It's everywhere, yes.
Yeah. What can we do to help try to stop that?
One of the best things to do is to plant pollinator gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Gardens that offer the kind of forage, the nectar and the pollen that bees need to take back to their hive so that they can raise babies.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need both nectar and pollen. So if you want to help the bees, that would... The best thing to do is plant a really good pollinator garden in your backyard.
So a pollinator garden, what plants do we need?
Then the Extension Office has a nice handout of all the different varieties of plants that bees love. Things like bee balm, which is an herb, really pretty flowers. It's nice to see in your garden anyway. Things like poplar trees. They love poplar trees, make great poplar honey. Sourwood is very well known in this area.
Uh-huh.
They love to forage in sourwood. And then there are all sorts of smaller plants, not in addition to trees, that you can plant in your garden.
Well, neat. So if folks want more information about that, sounds to me like a good thing to do. It'd be attractive around the home anyway, so maybe folks should consider doing that.
Sure.
You guys have got some other things going on, so tell me about what's coming up soon.
The most exciting thing for us is one of our annual events that we put on, and it's called the Mayland Black Jar Honey Contest. And we ask the public to come and gather with us and help us pick the best tasting honey from the three county area, Mitchell, Yancey, and Avery County. It's going to be on Thursday, October 3rd, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Home Place Beer Company,
mm-hmm.
which is right downtown in Burnsville.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we have entries from our club and from anybody else who wants to come and enter their honey. And we take those honeys and put them in black velvet bags so you can't see the honey. So it's a blind taste test. Everybody gets a little plastic coffee stirrer, and they taste the honey. And then they rate which honey they think tastes the best.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
And enjoy the beer, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I got to remember that, too. Recently, maybe at your last monthly meeting, you had an expert from over at Lake Toxaway, and he's a specialist. So what's involved in tasting honey? I mean, you know how you do the wine snifter and all that stuff. Is there things?
There is a special way of tasting honey, and he showed us how to do that. But also he brought this really cool honey taste wheel, and it had all these different flavors that you should be able to pick out. It could be sweet. It could be sour. It could be smoky. It could taste like leather. You've heard wines described to say, oh, it tastes like leather or blackberries or whatever. Same thing with honey.
Wow.
Every honey has a really distinctive taste.
And so then we pick the best one. You'll pick the best one. And
pick
then
the best
they'll
one.
They'll be the black jar contest.
They'll be the winner for this year. This is our fourth year.
Uh-huh.
And the winner advances to the international honey tasting contest, which is held in Asheville, but it is an international contest. So they get honeys from all over the world.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. Yeah. If folks want more information, is there a place they can look or someone they should talk to?
Sure. We will have information about it on our website very soon, as soon as I can get it done. And that website is tocanebeekeepers, all in one word, .net.
.net.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really wonderful. It is a fascinating story trying to figure out what's going on with the honeybees. And I know that there's bunches of people nationally, international, trying to figure that out as well. But in the meantime, it's good to know a pollinator garden, something like that. We can do a little something right here in our own backyard to help the situation.
Right. And anyone is very welcome to come to our club meetings, 6 o'clock, the fourth Tuesday of every month.
Thank you to our guest today, Debbie Griffith of the Tocane Beekeepers Association. Debbie, thanks for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.